Kelly Carey traveled 2 hours to take her nephew back more than 200 years. The registered nurse drove from Palm Springs to the California African American Museum in Los Angeles so that 12-year-old Bryce Taylor could take part in an artistic Black history lesson.
So he could understand where we've come from. He understands more about where he'd like to go in the future. I want him to understand and respect other cultures as well as his own culture.
North Star coming up. All
right. Kelly and Bryce participated in a weekend museum workshop focused on the North Star and its relationship to the Underground Railroad, a secret network of escape routes and safe houses that as many as 100,000 runaway slaves took to freedom. As for the North Star, Bryce learned about the significance of that at the museum.
I'm here, just now.
Even some grown-ups at the museum were not clear about the association between the North Star and the Underground Railroad. If I say North Star Underground Railroad, you say...
What's that?
I say North Star Underground Railroad, you say...
I don't know. I don't remember.
The North Star was the brightest star in the sky, so that's what slaves would follow on the Underground Railroad to get north to freedom.
That is Lynn Rossi, an artist who led a workshop in which participants could decorate their own North Stars with bling and paint. From roughly 1810 to 1850, the North Star served as a kind of GPS for slaves on the run from the South. And the North Star figures into a multimedia exhibition by Rossi and Nichelle Evans called Evolution of the Revolution, now on display at the California African American Museum. The subject matter ranges from the transatlantic Middle Passage to the Underground Railroad to the Civil Rights Movement. Rossi says both the workshop and the exhibition, which features imagery of the North Star, help fill an educational void.
I really want this exhibition to help teach children things that might not always be in the history books. I want them to look at this exhibition and ask questions. It's almost like a big puzzle. You know, I want them to look at each thing and understand it, understand historical context and tie it to what's going on today in America. So I feel like, you know, it's a history lesson of the past and of the present and, you know, relates to the future as well.
The museum exhibition prominently celebrates the work of Harriet Tubman, a so-called conductor for the Underground Railroad. Historians say she helped guide more than 300 slaves to freedom. Museum visitor Nicole Johnson is the mother of two children. She says most of what she has learned about Black history when she was younger came from her family and television shows aired during Black History Month. On this day, the young mother brought her 3-year-old son Langston to the museum so that he can begin to learn about his history.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that you have to sort of add on. But then again, I guess in some way that's our responsibility to each other, to our families, to our children, to fill in the gaps of what you don't get in your traditional education. It's part of, I think it also carries on what is true in African American history about the oral storytelling tradition. So it really is part of what we should do anyway, regardless of what's in the books. We should always augment and supplement.
She recalls that during her own formal education, the history of the Underground Railroad was reduced to a paragraph in a textbook. College student Katie Streeter says what she learned in school was nominal as well until she took an elective class in college. Her inspiration for attending the North Star workshop was not as much for her as it was to share her history with the multi-ethnic sorority sisters she brought along to the event.
Honestly, I want the girls to understand that it's just more than just a month. And although, you know, there's a lot of activity during February, it happens the rest, 12 months of the year. It's not just February. It's not just we're going to celebrate Black History Month in February and then March 1st we're going to forget about everything we celebrated. No, it goes beyond that. That's the point of today.
The museum's craft workshop, originally intended for children, was so popular organizers had to add extra chairs and a new table to accommodate all the interested participants. And most of them were adults who were finding their way back in time to an enhanced understanding of Black history, thanks to the North Star.
Who wants a North Star first? North Star first?
Lenna Nozizwe, FSRN, Los Angeles.